knew I was going to make it. Amen. Genesis chapter 26. I'll begin reading in verse number 12. I believe I'll ask you to stand tonight while I read. Then Isaac sold in that land and received in the same year an 100-fold. And the Lord blessed him. And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great. For he had possession of flocks and possession of herds and great store of servants. And the Philistines envied him. For all the wells which his father's servants had digged in the days of Abraham his father, the Philistines had stopped them and filled them with earth. Abimelech said unto Isaac, Go from us, for thou art much mightier than we. Isaac departed thence and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there. And Isaac digged again the wells of water which they had digged in the days of Abraham his father. For the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham. And he called their names after the names by which his father had called them. And Isaac's servants digged in the valley and found there a well of springing water. And the herdmen of Gerar did strive with Isaac's herdmen, saying, The water's ours. And he called the name of the well Esek, because they strove with him. And they digged another well and strove for that also. And he called the name of it Sitnah. And he removed from thence and digged another well, and for that they strove not. And he called the name of it Rehoboth. For he said, For now the Lord hath made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. He went up from thence to Beersheba, and the Lord appeared unto him the same night, and said, I am the God of Abraham thy father. Fear not, for I am with thee, and will bless thee, and multiply thy seed for thy servant Abraham's sake. And he builded an altar there, and called upon the name of the Lord, and pitched his tent there, and there Isaac's servants digged a well. Then Abimelech went to him from Gerar, and Ahazoth, one of his friends, and Phicol, the chief captain of his army. And Isaac said unto them, Wherefore come ye to me, seeing you hate me, and have sent me away from you? They said, We saw certainly that the Lord was with thee, and we said, Let there now be an oath betwixt us, even betwixt us and thee. Let us make a covenant with thee, that thou do us no hurt, as we have not touched thee, and as we have done unto thee nothing but good, and have sent thee away in peace. Thou art now the blessed of the Lord. And he made them a feast, and they did eat and drink. And they rose up betimes in the morning, and sware one to another. And Isaac sent them away, and they departed from him in peace. It came to pass the same day that Isaac's servants came and told him concerning the well which they had digged, and said unto him, We have found water. You may be seated. I want to preach for a little while tonight, if God the Holy Ghost will let me and trust me on digging in. If you're going to stand the test of time, if you're going to be a Christian in these last days, you better be dug in. I've never seen a more shallow time among Christians than I'm seeing today. Folks will take anything and call it God. The Baptist folk I'm talking about now will call the lodge the church. They'll go to promise keepers and say that's what we need. They'll call a tractor pole religious. Take their Bibles to a wrestling match. call it a godly get-together. No wonder our children are running the streets looking for satisfaction. It's a strange thing they didn't have that in Granny's day. Granny shouted around the house, called the children around for prayer. They knew where satisfaction was. Amen. It is in the God of their daddies and mamas. Amen. And it still is today. Old Isaac was trying some things that he was going to find wouldn't work. Boy, I wish America, I wish Christendom, the church in 96 would find out, realize and change their course and say what we are doing is not going to work. Folks, I'd rather go to singings than to go to preaching. When the preacher can't preach, he tells jokes and puts on seminars and picnics. Takes the church to the beach. But in the age when God Almighty saved sinners and walked the aisles of the church was enough. We've got to have the lodge. Don't y'all bother me about getting on the lodge. I've been in it. I wouldn't talk about anything that I didn't know something about. And I'm not particular kicking that. But it's not the church. I see these little buildings sitting along the side of the road, you know, this kind of ministry and that kind of tabernacle and this kind of society and this circle of friends. Wonder whatever happened to the church. Wonder whatever happened to the building where you got a man of God that'll preach and not afraid of the deacon board and of the ladies' aid society. I'm talking about getting dug in for these last days. We're coming down now to the rough age. God spoke in His Bible. We're headed for the time when the stars are going to fall and the moon's going to turn to blood. And when we come into that day, this little old light religious stuff is not going to do. We're going to need the God that our forefathers had. Isaac found out it wasn't in his daddy's diggings. He found out the God that his daddy had was a good enough God for his daddy, but it wasn't sufficient for him. We've about come to the age when we think since mama was a shouting saint, that's good enough for us, and we'll just live off of what mama and granny did. Now, some of you are already looking down, so I know what to preach on. Amen. God help us to understand we're coming down to some hours and times when a little old light religion is not going to do, but it's going to take the power of God and to tell you the truth it always has. You say, preacher, you keep on like you're going and your revivals are going to slow down. Well, thank you. I'm not a preaching to get another revival. I'm a preaching for God Almighty. Call me to preach and said, go and preach my preaching. And the only way I can answer to God with my head up is to preach the Word. To the instant in season and out of season. Some of you may be in here tonight, maybe some young people. You think we're all a bunch of ignorants. We're doing this because we don't know any better. Some of these old timers sitting around here has done every mean thing you've done 100 times.
Amen.
Been further on the crib of hunting eggs than you have in this world or with God, either one. And they found the good way.
Amen.
That's right. Come on. Hallelujah. Amen. Now I'm going to take my time. Y'all get tired, you can go on to the house, but I'm going to preach all God wants me to. Thank God I had a good daddy. He's the finest Christian I knew, the plainest man I ever met. But when the Holy Ghost got on me, I couldn't say, Lord, I claim my daddy's religion. That'll be all right. I had to have a private meeting with God Almighty and get born again for myself. I tell you, I got the goods when God saved me. I didn't get that old little old light stuff that a lot of folks are getting today that lets them go on and drink beer. That ain't salvation. That's religion. He found out it wasn't in his daddy's diggings. I want to tell you, I want what God's got for myself. Yes, say, preacher, when I got saved, I got everything. Well, I didn't. I'm still getting. Hey, man, thank God. Every day over yonder this afternoon, and I'm not going to tell you what room, but in the motel room, thank God I got some more from heaven's world. And if God will meet with me, I'll get some more tonight. Hallelujah. I'm glad I'm saved. Now, I don't know how to be fancy, but I know what God done for me. And I know I got a holy calling one night, laying back up yonder in the back room by myself, and God called me to preach as real as my salvation tonight. And it'll have to work through me. I can't do it by myself. And I'm going to face God with my calling one day. And I'm going to preach what the Holy Ghost gives me. You preachers, if you've done got educated beyond what I'm doing, you just have to look over me. I'm still in the baby stage, but I'm sure enjoying myself. What daddy had won't suffice for me. I want it for myself.
Amen.
He found out it wasn't being deceitful with his darling. It's the most adulterous, sinful age I've ever seen. It's the next thing to the days of Noah. Adultery in our churches. Adultery on the deacon board. Adultery in the preaching ranks. There's some of our Baptist folk right now today that ordained deacons and them been married two or three times and put preachers in the pulpit that's got one more than one living wife. And don't you fuss with this old preacher. I've done walked that road and read this old black back book, and what's right in them days is still right tonight.
Amen.
Amen. I don't care what they told you up here at that college. I got a Bible too. Amen. Hallelujah. I ain't studied much Greek, but I've studied a little of it. And that I have studied the Greek on that right there. And it does mean one at a time. That's what it means. I've read that down, and it does mean one at a time. But the one you married is your one at a time as long as she lives.
Amen.
Amen. Say amen right there if you ain't afraid.
Amen.
He found out it wasn't being deceitful. It looks like in this day and age, the more you mess around, the more popular you are. We're living in a wicked time. When I come down here, this precious young man said, preacher, just preach the word of God. That's exactly what I'm fixing to do.
Amen.
Amen. Boy, I would to God have old grannies and granddads walk through this adultery-ridden world and say you're all going to hell and you might as well shut her down. Now thank God the remnant's still alive.
Amen.
That's all that's keeping us going. We are in a terrible wicked age. Now I'm going to tell you the truth. We got a bunch of young'uns in the church, and some of them saved, and I appreciate that. And they've never seen an example of old-time Holy Ghost worship.
Amen.
In about a half-liberal modern church. I'm not talking about this church. I'm talking about the church as a whole, the kingdom of God Almighty. They don't know what it is to have holy. They've never seen an example. Then we got some older people that knows, but they've settled down somewhere and let a little old preacher talk them out of what their daddies and mamas had, and they've about got how to worship.
Amen.
I know it's right. I would revive your memory, ladies and gentlemen, again, that remembers the old days when you'd stack them kids underneath a bench and shout till the hairpins is all on the floor that God's still alive tonight.
Amen.
It reminds you, young people, there's more in what I'm representing tonight than is any needle or pill that the devil clubs ever invented and pumped into your veins. I've been hired. It didn't cost me nothing. And what's costing you? Everything you can get a hold of. Woo! Hallelujah! I'm glad I got Jesus. A ringing and a living in my soul. And the closer I get to the pearly white gates, the richer it's a getting when I'll stay with God. Oh, sinner friend. There's the lands you don't know nothing about. Oh, unconverted boy or girl here tonight. I tried everything else. I was ignorant enough. But I finally found the right path. And it led up underneath the cross. And I'm happy in my soul. And will be throughout eternity.
Amen.
He found out it wasn't in his daddy's diggings. He found out it wasn't in being deceitful with his darling. Then he found out it wasn't in dollars and deals. Mama's got a job. Daddy's got a job. He's probably got two. Kids, that's a babysitter. If they're not in school, they come home. Supper's not ready. Mama's not home. And Daddy's not home. God help. What an age we're living in. But we've got to make that money and keep up with the Joneses. I seen them Joneses a while back. They're coming back. I met them. And they weren't going nowhere. They're coming back. Bankrupt. Their young'uns are going to hell. One down yonder in the state pen. They're going to get hung for murder. Them Joneses had any sense, they'd have stayed where Mom and Daddy was. Mom had stayed home with the kids and Daddy to work like a mule and brought it in and been the master of his own house. And you women, leave me if you want to. But thank God I'm trying to help you if you let me. Amen. Now all you men that ain't afraid of them, you can stay with me. Amen. I took some karate. I'll protect you while you're in here. You'll have to do your best for yourself when you get out of here. Amen. It's not in dollars and deals. You can't buy a man of God's. You might buy some little old 2x4 outfit that's doing what the association and the conviction wants, but a man of God won't be bought. Oh, Lord, help us. Now I want to tell you tonight, old-time preaching's what'll get folks saved. This little old singing business and these modern-day evangelists that want you to come down and stand around while they pass out literature, they'll send your youngins to hell. Amen. But the old-time man of God wants the souls of your youngins. Oh, to dig in tonight. Some of you sitting here under the sound of my voice. And now, if you're not careful, the devil will get a hold of your heart and say, boy, that preacher is mean. And boy, I am mad at seeing hell been ever since God saved me. And I aim to get a tad rough on it. I'm on God's side. I'm not in the devil's outfit. But I love you and I love your youngins. And I wept for your kind before I ever got down here and prayed that God would give us revival. And I'm a-praying over yonder by myself. Wake up in the night, get up and sit in the dark and pray for the faces I've seen that I don't even know their names here in the meeting. I love your children, but I'm going to preach you the truth.
Come on.
Me and my wife moved in the house where we live now. Moved into my daddy's house to take care of him after my mom and dad. Well, we had an old well, old hand-dug well, outside the house. That's what most Baptists got. They had got the hand-dug kind. Are you getting me? Something they dug out themselves, you know, and got a little religion. Started trying to pay their tithes, and they make it to church most of them big days, you know, Easter and Thanksgiving. Amen. That's all religion. Them hand-dug wells, they're poison. I said, boy, we had a pump sitting in that thing when I moved there, and that bearings was wore out in that thing. And if you'd have heard it on a clear, frosty morning, if you'd have been outside, you could have heard it down here running. There's a lot of noise, but it wasn't pumping no water. Hey, amen. That's a lot of these outfits are dressed alike riding these buses. They make a lot of noise, and they put tears in the eyes of them outlaws that follow them around. And stand out yonder on the bypass and watch for that bus to pass so they can get behind it and follow it wherever it's going. That's that hand-dug stuff. I know I may be making some of you mad, but I'm preaching what God wants me to preach. Amen. Oh, I'll take that back. If you're sensible, then you are. You'll be all right. You can't hurt. You can't. If you're preaching the truth, you can't. The sheep might get aggravated a little while. I'll tell you what you can do. You can take a sheep and a goat. Amen. Turn them out and switch them. Run them off. Way up in the afternoon sometime, you'll hear that sheep a-blating. It'll be gone a while. You hear him a-blating. You know why? He knows you've got sheep food and he can't get it nowhere else.
That's right.
Tomorrow you'll hear about that goat. He'll be in Gunnersville eating somebody's clothes off the line. Amen.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
That's
right. Amen. Amen. Them sheep want sheep food. They won't eat anything else.
Amen.
If they can't eat here, they'll find them a good place where the Word of God's being preached.
Amen.
And they'll get in there.
Amen.
Them goats liable to go anywhere.
Amen. That's right. They will. Yeah.
We called an old well digger, an old black man, to come dig a well for us. Don't want to know. He pulled in there and I came home from work the first day. He was out there with some kind of stick. He believed in that stuff. Yeah. And he worked around the backyard and he said, yeah, it is. And I said, well, try over yonder. Up there's where I believe God wants me to dig a well. It's right there. He said, try. I said, try over. I said, I don't believe there's any there. I said, try and see. He walked over that thing and saw the bark twist off that thing. He had it twist off that thing. I said, yeah, I thought so. Hey, man, did you know God knows where the water is?
Amen.
Somebody said, I don't know where to go to church. I just don't. God knows where the water is. And He knows where you are. And He's got a place for you.
Amen.
And you ain't supposed to be in a different place every Sunday morning.
That's
there's
right.
A place for you.
Amen.
To get in and work for God.
Yeah.
Amen. Right. He come back the next afternoon and here's a digging. Man, that thing was going, it looked like that much every time that digger did. He come in and started eating. He come in and said, the Reverend need to ask you some questions. I said, all right. He said, what direction do you want me to dig in? I said, I want you to go straight down. Amen. He said, thank you. He said, that's what I like to do. That's where the water is. He said, you'd be surprised at the people that'll just say, I don't care what direction you dig in. Now, he said, I can let her down, let her hit a rock, let her start out that way. And we can dig a month and won't never hit nothing. Said, your money. There's a whole lot of Baptists don't care which direction they dig in.
That's right.
Amen. They don't care. Just get all the Baptists and the Presbyterians and the Methodists. They don't care. Just dig in any direction you want to. Join up with the Catholics a while and run off on yonder with the Catholics and then come back and get in the Baptist church. Amen. There's a right direction to dig.
Amen.
I want to dig toward where God Almighty is.
Amen.
That's it.
He said, how big a hole you want dug? I said, what's the matter with you? He said, I can dig one as big around as that That bar is, I'm digging with that bit. He said, the only thing is, you can't pull no water out of it. I know some Baptist folk, they act like they've dug in somewhere, but they ain't getting no water. Sit around on Sunday morning and never say nothing about God and get up and go after Sunday school. They'll get their kids and go home and bring them Sunday school. Hey, the hole you dug ain't big enough. I said, I want it big enough that if the bit breaks and the electric goes off, I can let a bucket down. Yes, sir.
Amen. That's right.
I'm going to tell you, the morning I dug in down yonder on the hillside, great God, I'd been a-digging for 2 years. All of heaven come down. I felt like that hole's big as a number 3 washing tub. God done business in my heart.
Amen.
I'm talking about digging into the real stuff. He said, how deep you want to go? I didn't know until afterwards how much sense he's making. Most Baptist folk dug a little while and quit. They dug down till they got a dose of do better, and they said, that's enough. They quit smoking a few days, you know, and got rid of their television and cut their hair off. And they said, this must be God. That's what all them Baptists are preaching on. So I must have the Lord. They go down to church house and hoop and holler and throw flower pots and run one another around the building. But when the dark day come, they found out they didn't have anything.
Amen. You're right.
Thank God. I come in the next day and she's going down, down, down. I don't know, I guess it's 4, 5, 6 days. I come in one afternoon and was getting ready for supper. The old black man knocked on the back door and I went and he handed me an old rusty tin can, said that we'd hit water. I said, well, hallelujah. But he wasn't smiling. He said, drink some of that. I drank some of it. He said, what do you think? I said, well, tastes about kind of about what I've been drinking out here. And he said, you got surface water. He said, we got down to that stream that's washed in through these swamps out here. And he said, it'll do for you to take a bath in. And it'd be quite a bit of water for you. But it wouldn't be too good for you to drink it all the time and to cook with it. I know some folk just exactly hit surface water and said, that's far enough. But it'll not do when you're a dying. It'll not get your young'uns into the pearly gates and where Jesus is. He said, what do you want me to do? And I said, sir, dig on. He said, you're going to be happy because you've made that decision. He said, right on down a little further. He said, there's a rock. He said, I know from the samples of the soil. He said, right on down this further, there's a rock. And he said, when we go through the rock, we're going to hit something that's going to make you smile. I said, dig on. I was already seeing it just like what I did. I joined the church. I said, I believe, but all I had is surface water. Everybody thought I'd save. If they'd have come to the house and I'd have turned the spigot on, they'd have said, Brother Milby's got water. I couldn't drink it. After I went forward and shook the preacher's hand and said, yes, Lord, I do, I'm still the same old boy. He said, preacher, I'm going to tell you something. Don't be discouraged now. He said, digging's going to get slower. I come in the next afternoon, and that thing's a-chugging, wasn't going nowhere. I watched her about an hour, and there's a little old blue smoke coming out of that hole. I walked out there and looked off in there, and I could see the sparks are flying off that rock. They wasn't getting nowhere. And I remembered when I dug down and began to pray, Brother Cletus lost and doomed. Boy, it looked like I wasn't getting nowhere. I prayed and asked God to save me. I'd done everything I'd heard them uptown preachers do. I believe Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe the Bible. I said yes to the Lord. I shook all them people's hands. Done everything. Carried my Bible around with me. Slept with it under my pillow. And I still didn't have it. You talk about slow digging. But I knew my daddy drunk out of the well down there somewhere deep. And I knew if he did it, I could too. And I kept on a digging. Hallelujah. One afternoon I come in and they had that bit drawn out of there. Lord, it looked wore out. But I was fixing to eat again. He knocked on the door again. I went to the door and he handed me the same tin can and said, "Let some of that pass over your gums, Ralph." I drank some of that and he said, "What's it taste like?" I said, "Don't have no taste." He said, "Uh-huh." But I said, "It satisfies me." I remember the morning down yonder on the hillside when I dug and hadn't found nothing. I really thought I was going to have to go to hell. I said, "Lord, I've shammed this thing one time and didn't get anything. And I'm doomed and going down." And I said, "Lord God, I've come this morning to stay down here till I die or get saved." Yeah. I said, "Live or die, sink or swim, I'm a trusting in you today."
That's right. Amen.
I come to myself. As I was driving the cows to the house. I don't know where I found them. And as I was driving the cows to the house.
Amen.
And singing "Amazing Grace."
Amen.
Hugging the fence post. And shaking hands with the persimmon trees. Great God, I'm glad I knew I had dug through the rock and found something that has satisfied my soul. I'm going to tell you the truth. It's still refreshing every morning. Whoop, whoop, hallelujah. There is a fountain, thank God, that's filled with blood that's gone from Emmanuel's veins. And if you'll drink of it, you'll know it's real and right. Hallelujah. I'm about to have one on Thursday night, Buffalo Pits. Woo-wee! Thank God I kept a digging. But I'm going to tell you something else. It wasn't old Hanley's doings. Thank God, Jesus did it all for me. I'm glad, thank God, I kept a digging. Everything old Isaac could dig, they'd strive for it. He was a digging in his daddy's wells. He thought, "I'll go to the same church daddy went to. I'll sing in the choir mama sang in. I'll sing the same old songs as thine." But one day there's a striving and a fighting with his servants over it. But one day he pulled off out by himself. Got out yonder alone. And the God of heaven said, "Hello, Isaac. You fool around this world, this crowd, and all you ever going to do is have trouble. But if you'll pull off out by yourself, you can meet up with God of mine." He said, "I'm the God of your fathers." He said, "You don't have to be afraid of nothing." Oh, that's precious gold, Brother Milby. Out here in this world and all these preachers running up and down the road, me, a little old uneducated poor boy, ain't got nothing in this world. But the same well they drunk out of, if they've ever been saved, I drunk out of it too. And everything's level at the foot of the cross. Thank God I'm saved. Are you dug in, preacher? Are you dug in, mom and daddy? Things ain't going to get no better for you. Spiritually, it's going to get rougher and tighter. Are you say, "I'm going to go with a little old surface bunch of stuff"? Or am I going to keep digging and get God and old-time religion? I'll tell you, it'd be good for you to keep digging and you get some. You won't have to do it for once. You get the real thing, taste of the real water. Amen. You'll have to keep going back to the well to drink. He said, "It'll be a well of water springing up into you into everlasting life." Amen. I was down yonder. Thank God you can try it out. When trouble comes, that good stuff will hold you. drank that old brackish water, and the first time you break a sweat, you'll get thirsty again. But if it's real, it'll take you through the desert.
Amen.
I was down yonder, I got to preaching on sin. They run me off. They didn't run me off. They just let me know there's fixing to. I got my kids in front of me. I mean, ain't nobody in this world meaner than much of Matt Baptist. And I was actually afraid for my kids. Got in that old car and started down the road. I'll never forget, got home, went in the back room. I said, Lord, it's all over. I've been run off from a church, and they'll tell everybody in the country about how I preached against sin and ungodliness, and I'll never have another church, never get to preach nowhere. And it's about over. And I bowed myself on my bed. But way down underneath the bottom rock in my soul, I felt something go bloop, 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 bloop. And I said, hey, hey! And God said, hello, Annie. I'm the God of your daddy. That when he couldn't get no money to put food on the table, he come out here by himself, and I refreshed him at the well.
Amen.
I got dug in tonight. He got out yonder, and where God came to him, made him an altar. Oh, you can have that old surface stuff. I know where I got saved, and I know how it come about. Through repentance and faith in Jesus Christ. I don't understand it all. There's some mystery in there that I guess I never will get. But thank God I know where I found him. Made me an altar and dug me a well. Sat my kid, he said. Hallelujah. He didn't say, I know I got right here and the Word of God has preached to me here, but I'm going to build my tent over yonder somewhere and raise my kids under some other stuff. He said, bring her tent. We're going to set her up down here where I met God. Dig a well and suddenly in and raise our youngins. I'm going to tell you, if you got born again, you got it by the preaching of the Word of God. Old time gospel. They didn't sing you in. You got preached in. Amen. I tell you what I'd do. I'd just forsake all that junk. And I'd just move down to where I got born again. I'm talking about that same old stuff that got you right will still work in this day and age. Set your tent and dig your well and get your kids, hallelujah, and put them in the choir and sing and pray and testify. Hallelujah, it's real. Amen. Everybody stand, please. How many of you are saved? No, beyond that. But you're born again. Thank you. I'm not going to ask for no dim lights and no bowing head and closing eyes. I want you to be honest with me tonight. How many of you, now God's watching you and listening to you. How many of you, as far as you know, all's well between you and heaven. I don't mean you're perfect. But as far as you know, everything's well in your heart tonight. Between you and God. Now you better be careful about raising your hand. I know everybody's got problems. I know everybody, that we're none of us perfect. I know that, but it's all well between you and God tonight. Would you just lift your hand and put it right back down? Several folks tonight couldn't raise your hand. You raised your hand the first time, but you couldn't raise your hand the second time. Are you dug in? Can you say, preacher, I know what you're talking about. I dug until I hit the real water. I got born again, got birthed into God's family. Or is there some doubt in your mind tonight? You say, preacher, you're trying to get us to doubt whether we're saved or not. Well, not really, but if you doubt it, you ought to get in this altar and get her straight and get satisfied on whether or not you've really been saved. Preacher, you dug in. Are you been blown about by every wind of doctrine? Does every crowd that comes back kind of shift you on what you believe? Or have you took this old book and the Holy Ghost of God and got dug in and said, here I stand. I know in whom I've believed and persuaded. He's able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that day. Are you a little shaky tonight? Listen, ma'am, young lady. If you're hearing things don't seem right in your life, I'd never leave this building until I got dug in, knew I had God in my heart and drank the pure water. Sir, young man, there's some young people in this revival played games while we was testifying and singing and shouting. I'd be ashamed if I was you. I won't tell you this. You got a problem and you need to get an altar and get right with God. Oh, hear the preacher tonight. I love you. And I'd like to pray for you here in the altar. You dug in for the Mars that's going to come, cut you down to the bone. Have you got something that would really stand the test? I'm going to give an altar call in a few minutes, and all I want you to do is be honest with God. You may be a deacon in some church here tonight, but there's some things in your life that need to be taken care of. Some folk here tonight, no doubt, lost. You don't know nothing about being born again. I invite you into this altar tonight to pray and ask God to save you. I'm not going to give you no easy road. There's no easy road to getting saved. I hear now about how easy it is to get born again. That's not the kind I got. It costs the Lord Jesus His blood at Calvary's cross. And if you get born again, you're going to have to come by that same cross and you're going to have to die. Say amen, preachers.
Amen.
It's going to have to be a death before you ever get right and get born again. God will save you and you'll be alive, really, for the first time. Is it well with your soul? Is it well with your soul? Ladies, come to the instruments, please. Sir, I want you to lead just as I am, without one plea. Here in this building tonight, the God of heaven has touched your heart, and you're trembling because you realize you're not dug in, so shallow, washed about, and everything scares you and puts fear in your heart. You can come to this altar tonight and get it all settled right here. I don't know why I keep saying this, keep thinking this in my heart. Somebody here in the preacher's family, somebody in a preacher's family here tonight, you got trouble in your soul. Have no idea who you are. But I really feel that in my heart tonight, in a preacher's family. Maybe a preacher's wife or daughter, son. I don't know who you are, brother or sister. God's troubling your soul, and you need to come and cry out to God. It may be some young preacher, some older preacher. Boy, the trouble's about overcome you. You just want to come get dug in tonight, real and solid. I want to invite you to come. No doubt there's some mamas and daddies here tonight. Some things you've let this slip away. You've been shallow about it around your home. You realize, especially in this meeting, you need to get dug in again. Really make a stand for the truth and right. While we sing together, you ought to just follow the leadership of God tonight. Get in this altar and pray for yourself. Sinner, if God has touched you tonight, I'd enjoy praying with you and praying for you. Somebody will help you. This altar's open to you, whoever you are. I'd come if I were you.